Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's been half an hour. How long can we last in this water?
You're not cold, are you? Aren't you an ice hockey player?
Right. I'm not cold at all.
Okay. Here's the plan. Hold on to the hull, and we'll make our way around the dock without being seen by Devon's security guards.
Isn't that one of the engines? What if they turn it on?
Why does this yacht have to be so big? Oh,
I didn't say anything.
Your teeth are chattering really loud.
I'm sorry, but...
Oh, great.
She went in the water. Find her.
What if they do find us?
You really want to find out?
Down there, shine a light.
Uh-oh.
What is that? Something's coming from under the water?
I can't see what it is.
Is it a whale? It's coming right for us.
It's... a little submarine?
Molly? Miss Hannigan?
Annie! What are you doing? What wrecked submersible? Climb on board!
I see something! Drop the Zodiac in the water!
And maybe hurry?
Come on, Mommels!
Are you gonna give me your hand, Red?
Miss Hannigan, why should I let you on board, considering where you are?
Hey, I know this looks bad, but I wanted you to find me. You think I didn't know about Molly's tracker on the dog collar?
She said she found proof about your dad.
What?
It's true! I can show you!
Okay, get in. Hurry!
Let them get away?
What would you have us do, July? Fire a torpedo?
It wouldn't be the first time you've done something like that.
We have to play it smart. Any overt act of aggression against Warbox will only incriminate us.
I guess this means Miss Hannigan turned down your offer?
For now. But there are other ways of getting to Annie Warbox, aren't there?
Yes, I suppose there are.
Before we get back to the show, I just want to say how much we have loved bringing you shows like Winnie Taylor's Fourth and Inches, or the new Earth Rangers Underground podcast, and especially the new episodes in the 6 Minutes feed, the ones about the Cyrus Lost tapes. And this is when I need to say a big thank you to all our GZM subscribers. Your support makes independent audio like this possible. If you're not a GZM subscriber yet, right now is the time to join for ad-free listening, early access, and more. Show your support and learn more at gzmshows.com/subscribers. Help us bring you more great shows by becoming a subscriber today. And thank you.
Here, put this blanket around you.
Thanks.
Please tell me Drake is not piloting the submarine.
No. Drake is gone. I'm driving this on my own.
You don't have your driver's license, but you can steer underwater.
Like I told you, Dad wanted me to be prepared. Now tell me what you found.
It's wet, but...
What is it, Warbucks?
It's a photo of my dad.
Where did you find this?
It was in Devon's creepy room on the yacht. The one that was like a shrine to your father.
Looks like your dad's on a beach? Who's that other guy in the Panama hat?
I don't know, but look what's in my dad's hand. Your locket?
It must be the one I found in the cemetery. He took it with him to investigate.
What does that mean?
It means this picture was taken after I saw him at the warehouse, the day he disappeared. So he landed somewhere before taking off again, but where was he? Where is he now?
We could go back and ask Vanita Devon, since she seems to be the last one to see him.
No, thanks. Wolf, you're still freezing. There should be a change of clothes in the other compartment.
We're on it.
Come on, Molly.
Okay.
You wanna tell me what you were doing with Devon?
I can show you. Assuming my waterproof phone actually survived the water.
It's you. Wow, that's a big orchestra.
And they were all mine if I wanted them. Along with the whole theater. Vanita Devon offered me the world. Everything I could have ever dreamed of, and more. And instead, I jumped into the freezing cold water, and here I am.
Why didn't you take her deal?
Honestly, I have no stinking idea. It was all there on a silver platter, my whole future. And it wasn't like when your father offered me cash to go away. This was gonna be a life, a career, respect. But I was sitting there with my fur and my sushi and my theater, and I kept coming back to one question. Why did Annie move me up those 20 floors without me asking? Why did she promote me for no reason?
It wasn't no reason. I moved you up because you deserved to be there. I knew you'd be great on the Goodness Project.
Because when you think goodness, you think Agatha Hannigan?
Because you're smart and you understand people. And you know what it's like to grow up with struggle.
Ugh, you're so annoying. You know that? Just take me home.
All right. I think it's safe to surface.
Huh.
What is it?
Nothing, just this guy from the office. He wants to meet me for a drink.
Who is he?
His name's Jimmy. He works on 62.
Look at that! 5 exclamation marks! You should go, he likes you!
Do me a favor, Red. No dating advice. Ever.
Okay. I'm just saying.
You're kind of a catch.
Molly, you can take a shower while your clothes dry.
Okay, thanks.
Wait. Someone's in here.
We know it's not Miss Hannigan this time.
Who's there? Show yourself.
Hey, girls.
July?
It is so good to see all of you. Come here, Tessie.
Oh, you look great.
You too. We missed you.
Not as much as I missed you. Aw, Mom,
you got so big.
What are you doing here?
I'll take the answer instead of a hug.
Well, Pepper, I heard you were living here and I felt bad.
I'm fine.
I know, it's just, I live on a yacht and I have so much to be grateful for. I'm sure you don't want to be a squatter stealing heat and electricity, breaking the law.
You trying to start something?
Not at all. In fact, when we heard about your situation, my mother and I decided to help.
Help how?
Well, Mother just got off the phone with the company that owns this building, or did own this building.
What?
It's going to take a while for the paperwork to go through, but they agreed to sell to Devon Tech. So, you're living here legit. We're your landlords. Yay!
You're gonna force me out? Is that what this is? To punish Annie?
Of course not. And we won't even charge you rent. For old time's sake. Call it an orphan alert.
Gotta say, July, that's very nice, but it feels like...
Feels like what?
Like a threat. We don't trust you or your mother.
That's too bad. I guess you'd rather be Annie's sidekicks.
Sidekicks?
Than be your own women. We'll send a contract soon. And let's plan to hang out. We need to catch up. Annie too. Maybe even your new bestie, Miss Hannigan. Bye!
Not a fan.
Hi there. Can I get you something from the bar?
Not yet. I'm waiting for someone. A date, okay. I guess.
Let me know if you need anything.
It's been a while since I did something like this.
Uh-huh.
Jimmy is his name. He and I work together. He's nice. A little awkward, but cute. In an awkward way. Did I mention he's awkward? Figured he'd be the punctual type. 5 exclamation points and all.
Hello, Agatha. Hope you weren't waiting long.
You're not Jimmy.
No, I'm not.
You're that senator guy.
I am. Arlen Jeffries.
Did you have Jimmy send that text?
We spoke after the siege of Warbucks Tower. You'll excuse the subterfuge. I've been hoping to meet you for a long time.
Never been so popular in my entire life.
Hey, Sandy! I'm home!
Guess it's just you and me now. No Dad. No Drake. What is it? What's wrong? What is that? A blender? Someone here? Hello?
What's going on, Sandy?
Sandy? Did you hear that?
Hello?
Hey there, Annie.
Drake! You're back? Are you...
I'm good.
You're good?
I'm good.
You mean good?
I can't say I remember everything that happened, but for the first time in weeks, I feel like myself.
That's amazing! But how?
I believe someone fixed me.
Adam. Oh, Drake, I could hug you. You're back. You're really back.
It's good to be home, Annie.
I can't wait to tell the girls.
My parents sent a car to pick us up. They can drop you off at home, Molly.
Okay, thanks. The window's stuck.
Really? That's weird.
Here, let me try.
Has this ever happened before?
Never. It looks like something's wedged against it.
What? Why?
Do you guys smell that?
Smells like... smoke!
Oh my goodness! Look at the door!
Fire! And we're stuck in here!
For more great stories, visit gzmshows.com.
Shh, it's starting.
GZM Shows. Imagination amplified.
Hi, it's me, Jess. This is a message for all the 6 Minutes podcast fans out there. Have you heard? There are new episodes in the 6 Minutes feed called The Ivan Dispatch. I won't go into details, but Ivan found something. A box containing audio cassettes recorded decades ago. And it looks like they were recorded by Cyrus. If you're a fan and you're not following the show, you may have missed out. Search for 6 Minutes and click the follow button so you never miss an episode. And if you haven't heard 6 Minutes yet, what are you waiting for? Search for 6 minutes, start a season one, episode one, and enjoy the most downloaded family audio drama in history. Hey, it's Jess. Did you know that GZM Shows has a YouTube channel? Right now, all of 6 minutes, Becoming Mother Nature, GZM Beats, and Cupid and the Reaper are up. And they're in these, like, beautiful playlists. They have this fun audio waveform visual. And best of all, you can turn on captions. And the captions have character names. Anyway, subscribe to GZM Shows on YouTube. Maybe there'll be some cool things in the future, like live streams, interviews, behind the scenes. We'll see. GZM Shows on YouTube.